Hallelujah. Hosea 4:6. Hosea 4:6. Is everybody there? Should have it clearly marked. Hosea 4:6. It says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and knowledge represents truth. It says, because you have rejected truth or knowledge, I also reject you from being priests for me. And because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will forget your children. And in this, it's a powerful statement. And one of the things that the Spirit shared with me tonight, he said, America is perishing. And it's perishing because it's neglected truth. And it's area of truth being removed from what one time established this country. You know, every one of us here is an immigrant to this country, some way, one down the family line. The only ones that were here were the Indians at that time. So every one of us is an immigrant. And in that, the Lord says, because truth has been removed and my people are getting caught up in the natural arena in the lusts of this world, they are forsaking their priesthood. And as they have forsaken their priesthood, they're losing their children. And we are watching the generation of children going way astray. And it's because of the households of the families, and I am myself guilty of that as I was growing up in my generation. And I had a free spirit, but I wasn't free. And there's a difference between having a free spirit and being free. I had a free spirit to do whatever I felt like doing, but it didn't mean I was free. And that's a deceptive arena. And in my household, which I was the head of my house at that time when I was in the world, I knew no truth at all. And I watched my child go astray. And I've seen it go on. And in the generation that I was brought up in, where drugs ruled and partying ruled, and if you were not a roller, you were straight, people didn't hang around with you. But praise God, now I'm a roller, but I'm a holy roller. So some things just don't change, it just becomes holy. But in this, he said to me, he said, Guy, my United States is perishing. But he said, I'm going to turn it around. And he says, it's perishing because of lack of knowledge, but I'm raising up a generation that the flood of the enemy that has come in and diluted truth and tried to remove truth, I'm bringing in a flood. And I'm bringing in a flood of my presence. And it's going to flood out and expose much of the enemy. And my church will arise and America will stand, regardless of what is going to happen and what comes against her. And in this, I began to see more and more of the praise and worship going up. You know, many people have been involved in some sort of religion, but it didn't mean it was truth. And again, we've got to go back to the area where we love truth. And that's what was lost. The love of truth was lost in this country. You know, when I had my encounter with the Lord, the first thing that I realized is I met the truth, and I was so grateful of knowing the truth, and I fell in love with truth. Because the truth is the arena of the unseen realm. It's truth of the unseen, not of the seen. And he is known as truth. And all of this that began to happen in my life, I began to realize, the first thing I realized is that I've been lied to my whole life. And I've been brought up in religion and so forth. But religion didn't help me. Even though that there was some truth there, but I didn't have the spirit of truth. So if I didn't have the spirit of truth, how could I obey truth? Because it's the ministry of the spirit, not the ministry of the letter. So the things that were written may have been true. Of course, I never read the Bible. But you can read the Bible even though it's true. But if you don't practice truth, the reason why you don't practice is because you're not in fellowship with the spirit of truth who gives you the power to practice truth. Then if we what happens is we begin to reject truth and we begin to go astray, because only by the presence of God in your life can you maintain truth. Other than that, truth becomes compromised. It becomes diluted. And one of the things we don't want is truth to become diluted or watered down. And when truth becomes diluted and watered down and compromised, then what begins to happen is not only do we begin to go astray, but the enemy begins to replace truth with a lie. It begins to replace truth with lust. It begins to replace truth with self. It begins to replace truth with pride and every other thing that can continue to promote self. So that self now becomes more of a truth than what is unseen. They can't understand the mysteries of God. They don't understand Satan's strategies and tactics. And they believe that they're going to be okay. They believe because they're good, they're going to heaven. Well, I'm a good person. I have good intentions. So what if I lie and steal? So what if I exaggerate? So what if I cheat on my tax returns? So what if I do this? And if anything attached to the world, any friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. That's a reality. That is truth. Is everybody okay? Hallelujah. Ephesians 2, verse 1. I think. Yeah. Let's read it together. And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins in which you once walked according to the course of this world. According to who? The prince of power of air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the what? Lusts. Lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. Listen, it's amazing to me and how many people come to me and they tell me about a person they've met. Good Christian boy or Christian girl. Yes, good, really good. Good family, everything. Okay. Are you fornicating? Well, yeah. You mean you're sleeping together? Yeah. That ain't a good Christian boy or a Christian girl, man. That's not the way it is. They are dying, and if they die, and if you die in that state, you go to hell. Oh, but they're so nice. They're so kind. They're so gentle. Man, they really love the Lord. Yeah, they love Jesus, but not the truth. Because if they loved the truth, they'd run from you. Hello. Glory, is everybody okay? Good. Let's go to verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and grace doesn't give you a legal right to fornicate.
Grace is the plan of God for you to escape. And raised us up together and made us where? Sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Listen, if you're sitting in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, that means you can see. You can see. That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his good kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Powerful. Seated in heavenly places to see, to hear, and to do. You are seated there. In other words, there isn't anything withheld from you. Only by what you think. And as a man thinks, so he is. So there isn't anything withheld from us unless we're in sin or disobedience, because things are released according to his will, then it gets released. Seated in heavenly places to see, to hear, and to do. 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 19. Is everybody there? Let's read it together. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are what? The Lord knows those who are what? The Lord knows those who are what? How's he going to know those are his? Because they're what? Because they're exposing the mystery of his will, aren't they? Because they're exposing the mystery of his will. They're fulfilling it. Why? Because the anointing is with them and in them. It's causing them to walk and practice righteousness, to depart from evil. And because of that, they're exposing the lawless one. And the Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from what? Iniquity or sin. Transgressions. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and vessels of silver, but also wood and clay, and some for honor, for some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel of honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a what? Pure heart. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by the devil to do his will. Oh, many taken captive and the revealing of the mysteries of the Lord's will are being stopped because they're being taken captive. Until a cleansing comes and a maintaining of the position, which is vital. Because when defilement comes, it moves an individual out of position. And the enemy is trying to get you out of position from continually manifesting the mystery of God's will, because it exposes the devil. Is everybody okay? Would you turn to Colossians chapter 1? Colossians chapter 1. Thank you, my Lord. In verse 3, how many of y'all are at peace tonight? There's a wonderful peace in here. Wonderful. Hallelujah. In verse 3, let's read this together. And we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ. In other words, your faith in the anointing. Your faith in what? The anointing. You know, when Jesus was here, what was his faith in? In the anointing, right? That's why he didn't do anything until what? The anointing came. the anointing, which is the eternal presence, power, and truth of God Almighty. And your love for all the saints because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard before in the what? Word of truth of the gospel, which has come to you as it is always in the world and is bringing forth fruit, as it is also among you since the day you heard and knew the what? Grace of God where? In truth. As you also learn from Epaphras, a dear fellow servant who is faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, who also declared to us your love in the Spirit. For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with what? Knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, which is what? Truth. Strengthened with all might according to His glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. In other words, faith in the anointing. They heard and they knew the grace. Now again, grace is the plan of God to escape the deception of the devil and the wrath of God. Now, in truth is the arena which is the unseen realm, the reality, the truth of the unseen realm. In this, we know that it is a mystery. So these mysteries that we had talked about before, we talked about the mystery of the will of God, the mystery of His will. Well, the mystery of His will is what? Christ in us, which is a mystery, and to expose the mystery of the lawless one. That is the will of God, the mystery of His will. Is Christ in me and you, the anointed in me and you, the eternal truth, presence, and power, and to expose the mystery of the lawless one. In other words, His tactics and strategies. So in this, we're going to need spiritual wisdom and understanding that brings forth and puts into action the mystery of the Lord's will, which is, again, Christ in us, and expose the mystery of the lawless one, which takes grace and truth. Everyone say grace and truth. Now, we know that Jesus came into grace and truth, right? Okay, verse 27. Does everybody see it? To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is what? Christ in you, the hope of glory. So please understand that in this, in the mystery of His will, is Christ in us, the eternal presence, power, and truth, and to expose the mystery of the lawless one, which is called truth, isn't it? When you expose the mystery of the lawless one, you're exposing truth, because what you're exposing is something unseen. So that becomes what? Truth. Has everybody got it? So you and I must come to a place where we love truth. So if you truly love truth, there's a lot of people that say they love Jesus, but they don't love truth. Then they really don't love Jesus. Because if you love Jesus, you love truth. And so in this, people say, well, I love the Lord, but I don't read the Bible. Well, then you don't love truth. And the anointing in me and you is so that we practice righteousness, because righteousness is truth. So again, it is important that we come to that place where we begin and loving truth. And if we don't love truth, you better ask to. You need to get the love for truth in every area of your life. Loving truth. Loving truth. Loving truth. Loving truth. Because if you love truth, you love Him. If you don't love truth, you don't love Him. Go to John chapter 1. And you're not going to understand the mysteries of God The mystery of His will or the mystery of the lawless one? John chapter 1. In verse 14, would you read it with me? John chapter 1 and verse 14, and the Word became what? Flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of what? Full of grace and full of what? I want you to understand that He said full of. He was full of grace. He was full of truth. He was full of the plan of God for me and you to escape the deception of the devil so that we could escape the wrath of God. He was full of the truth that would expose the unseen realm. It would expose the lawless one and would guide us to all truth so that we can walk according to Him and pleasing Him. So if Jesus came in the fullness of grace and the fullness of truth, you must love grace and you must love truth. So that means you love the plan of God and you love truth. If you do not love the plan of God, if you do not love truth, because that is the plan of God, then you do not love Him. And He will judge us by this. Because He'll say, many will come to me saying, Lord, Lord, I did this, 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 and this. And He said, depart from me, you practice lawlessness. Why? They practice lawlessness instead of what? Exposed it. Because they didn't love truth. 1 John chapter 3. Is everybody there in verse 7? Let's read it. Little children, let no one what? Deceive you. What's Satan's greatest weapon? Deception, and his power is fear. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he what? Might destroy the works of the devil. Well, hello! Is that exposing the mystery of the lawless one? Yeah. Whoever has been born of God does not sin. For his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been what? Born of God. Go to verse 18. My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in what? Truth. In what? Truth. Wow. I'm going to go to verse 10. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is what? Not of God. Why do they not practice righteousness? Because they do not love the truth. Nor is he who does not love his brother. Does everybody see this? It is vital because this is going to separate the goat and the sheep. This is what's going to separate those who love truth. There's a lot of people that have gone to hell and say they love the Lord, but they didn't love truth. In verse 19, and by this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before Him. Again, practicing righteousness because they love the truth. Go to Galatians 5. Galatians chapter 5. Is everybody there? In verse 18. Galatians 5:18. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, lying, and all the stuff that's like it. Of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Why are they practicing such things? Because they do not love the truth. Does everybody grab? I'm telling you, you gotta grab this. Because we are in a time in the season right now that if you don't love truth, you might not make it. You just might not make it. The reason why they're practicing these things, the works of the flesh, is because they do not love truth. These are lies of darkness, and it's because they don't love truth, so they practice unrighteousness. They practice darkness. Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. And verse 8 and 9. Is everybody there? Beware lest anyone cheat you through what? Philosophy and empty deceit according to the tradition of what? The tradition of men. According to the basic principles of the world and not according to what? Christ or what? The anointing which carries the what? Eternal presence, power, and what? Truth. Truth. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. When are you complete in him? When you love the truth. Why? Because if you love the truth, you practice righteousness. We are complete in him in loving the truth and practicing righteousness because of the anointing that Christ is in us, which is the eternal presence, power, and truth. And this anointing breaks the traditions of man's knowledge and understanding. In other words, the carnal precepts, what we call human precepts of perception. Again, they say they believe, but they don't follow. People say they believe, but they don't follow because they don't love truth. Again, love Jesus, but don't love this truth. Mankind is being destroyed for lack of eternal revelation of truth. The enemy is causing man to kill man. It's happening globally. The enemy is causing man to kill man, and he's getting fed off of it. Mankind is being destroyed for lack of truth that frees a person from the lie of deception. People are drunk with delusion. They are caught up with self-preservation, success, and recognition, false recognition. But they are dying because of the lack of truth. The lack of truth that is eternal life. See, truth is a representation of life. Because if you love truth, you love Jesus. If you love Jesus, you have life. So understand that without truth and practicing of righteousness, life is not maintained in you. We become a part, what we call decaying. Just like what the Lord shared with me about this country is decaying. It's being destroyed because of the removal of truth, the eternal truth. The removal of commandments, the removal of prayer, the removal of all of these things because this country has been infiltrated by Mystery Babylon. And we'll talk more about this. But some people don't even know what Mystery Babylon is. They're still looking at ancient Babylon, which is different than Mystery Babylon. Truth. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. We have a teaching called Reality of Truth. I encourage some of you to get it if you get an opportunity. As the Spirit was sharing certain things with me, I want to just weep and cry because I felt the heart of the Lord in that arena of His grieving because of the lost love of truth. See, people say they love Jesus, but yet they still are in fornication. They're producing wrong offsprings, pagan offsprings. See, when a family is in disarray, they actually produce a pagan offspring. Where there is no truth, you cannot produce, you cannot have an offspring of righteousness. You have an offspring of deception. And it promotes paganism because the idol worship is of self. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 7. Would you read it with me, please? For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of what? Satan. With all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the what? Love of the truth. That they might be what? Saved. For this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie. So understand this. There's a time that's going to come. The Lord is going to say, enough. He will say, enough. And those who did not love the truth, He will allow them to be deceived in a delusion that will bring condemnation. Let's go a little further. Verse 12. That they all may be what? Condemned who do not believe the truth, but had pleasure in what? Unrighteousness. So He's going to allow them to come into the delusion and be deceived to believe the lie, which is going to cause them to be condemned because they do not love the truth and they do not practice righteousness. The mystery of the lawless one is working of Satan's kingdom, infiltrating through the world system of government, religion, and economy. It's establishing fear, greed, lust. It promotes death, and it's increasing in power. Matthew 24. Matthew 24. 24:4. And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one what? Deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, or saying, I am the Savior, or the Messiah. A multitude of religions out there. And will deceive many. And you will hear wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in various places. And we know that those things have increased tremendously. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you. Do you know that that is already happening in other parts of the globe? People are being killed for their faith in Christ Jesus. They are being slaughtered. They are being beheaded. They are being burned. They are being boiled. They are being crucified in other parts of the world. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for what? My name's sake. That you know that you're hated in this nation for His name's sake? Because of the infiltration that has happened. Christians are now hated here. We haven't seen the persecution that's coming, but it will come. But the gates of hell will not prevail. God still has the last say. And there will be a flood that will come and expose and destroy. Then many will be offended and will betray one another and will hate one another. Betrayal and hatred is increased tremendously. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end will be saved, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world, as it is written to all the nations, then the end will come. And verse 23. Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ. Now the opposite of Christ is what? Antichrist. Look, here is the Christ, or there. Do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise up and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, here is a key that's coming. Therefore, if they say to you, look here in the what? Desert. Where's the desert? Hello. Here, look in the, if they say to you, look in the desert. This is a clue. He is in the desert. Do not go out. Because he's not in the desert. But your enemy is. Or look, he is in the inner rooms. Do not believe it. Very vital, important. Coming from the desert. It's associated with mystery Babylon, not ancient Babylon. Because what's happening right now is the mystery of Babylon is infiltrating and taking over. And the reason, again, why it's called the mystery Babylon is because it must be what? Revealed. It's been hidden. It is called Mystery Babylon. But there is a source. There's a source. There's a kingdom. There's empires. And there's a throne and there's a place. And in this we see that something is going to be coming out of the desert. And we know the desert has to do with the Middle East. Go to Isaiah 21. Isaiah 21 and verse 1. Where you see the word wilderness, it's a representation of desert. In verse 1 it says, the burden against the what? Wilderness of the sea, or the desert of the sea. Now this sounds kind of funny, doesn't it? Desert and a sea, it's a location that's surrounded by seas. As whirlwinds in the south pass through, so it comes from the desert, from a terrible land. A distressing vision is declared to me. The treacherous dealer deals treacherously, and the plunderers go up, O Elam, besiege, O Media, all its sighing I have made to cease. Therefore my loins are filled with pain, pangs, have taken hold of me like pangs of a woman in labor. I was distressed when I heard it. I was dismayed when I saw it. My heart wavered. Fearfulness frightened me. The night for which I longed, he turned into fear for me. Prepare the table, set a watchman in the tower, eat and drink. Arise, you princes, anoint the shield. Go to verse 9. And look, here comes a what? Chariot of men with a pair of horsemen. Then he answered and said, Babylon is fallen, is fallen. And all the carved images of her gods, he has broken to the ground. Go to verse 13. The burden against what? Arabia. Is Arabia a desert? Is it surrounded by waters? Amen. This is associated with Mystery Babylon. The burden against Arabia. In the forest in Arabia, you will lodge, you traveling companies of the Danites. O inhabitants on the land of Tamar, all of this is around Saudi Arabia. Bring water to him who was thirsty with their bread. They met him who fled. For they fled from the swords, from the drawn sword, from the bent bow, and from the distress of war. For thus the Lord has said to me, within a year, according to the year of a hired man, all the glory of Kedar will fail. And the remainder of the number of arches, the mighty men of people of Kedar, will be diminished, for the Lord God of Israel has spoken it. So in this we see that Babylon, associated with Kedar, is a place, and it's in Saudi Arabia, this mystery Babylon. In this, right, I think right now they're getting prepared for Ramadan or whatever it is, and you're going to start seeing a bunch of Muslims go there. So it's a city desert sitting on what they call many waters or surrounded waters. And in this, there is a Kaaba. It's in the city Mecca. And Kaaba is a building, K-A-B-A. It's a structure. And in the structure, it holds the black stone. And this black stone, what they do is they walk around this place in Mecca, which is in Saudi Arabia. And they walk around it, and they believe that their sins are taken from them and put on the stone. That's why many Muslims go to this place, but it's a place of abomination. It's a place of harlotry. It's a place where Mystery Babylon comes out of. The word Babylon means confusion. Go to Genesis 11. Genesis 11. Is everybody there? In verse 1. Now the whole earth had one language and one speech, and it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a place in the land of Shinar, which is near Iraq, and they dwelt there. And then they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They made brick for stone, and they had what? Asphalt for mortar. You know what asphalt is? It's associated with oil. It's like tar. So we knew, well, isn't there oil over there? And they said, come, let us build for ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth again. I have to use the word again. But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, indeed, the people are one, and they have one language, and this is what they begin to do now. Nothing that they purpose to do will be withheld from them. Come, let us go down and their what? Confuse their what? Their language. that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of the earth, and they ceased building the city. Therefore the name is called Babel, because there the Lord what? Confused the language of all the earth, and from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of the earth. So understand, this is called ancient Babylon. This is not mystery Babylon. Is everybody all right? Go to Revelation 17. Revelation 17. In verse 1. Let's read this, Revelation 17, verse 1. Is everybody okay? You know, this is something that is a difficult area, because there's so much to this. I mean, this goes way deep, and only by the Spirit can this be brought forth in a simple way. Other than that, it's difficult. And we're going to try to take layer by layer in certain things that need to be expressed and exposed. So right now, what we want to do is an oversight of things that are happening and what's going on. Okay? In verse 1, then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked with me, saying to me, come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters. Now, wait a minute. The harlot that sits on many waters. Now, we just talked about a place, didn't we, that's surrounded by water. So this is a harlot that sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed what? Fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her what? Fornication. Is that delusion? Deception. Amen. So he carried me away in the spirit into the where? The wilderness, which is known as the what? Desert. The Spirit carried him where? Into the desert. For what? To show him. To show him what's happening, what's going to come. And I saw a what? A woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of the names of what? Blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet. Purple and scarlet is associated with royalty. And adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup of what? Full of abominations. Well, okay, wait a minute. We are reading the Word of God, so if something is against the Word of God, it's considered abomination, right? So abominations is a very high level of disgust according to the eyes of God. And the filthiness of her fornication. And on her forehead a name was written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth. In other words, she had been labeled with no fear. Arrogance and pride. And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement. The harlot is a city that sits on many waters, geographically and spiritually. And we know that's in the desert. Didn't the Spirit take him in the desert? Amen. This is in Saudi Arabia. In other words, people were drunk because of her mystical power or demonic deception. They were drunk with lust. They were drunk with wealth. And they were drunk because they were being controlled now. And this controlling is controlled by oil. Oil is what controls the world. So now we're seeing nations that are selling out
Israel for oil. Because it's back to the delusion. It's self-preservation. They take her oil in exchange for betraying God. The wine intoxicates the earth. This is their oil, economically. The wine intoxicates the earth economically. This is the harlot. Is everybody with me? The beast that she rode on is the empire or kingdom. It's associated with government. And it says, in the blood of Christians were martyrs, because all Islamic tradition and Muslim belief systems are being expanded from this harlot, and they thirst on the blood of Christians and Jews. OPEC is an organization of Arab petroleum exporting countries. They control the move of the economy. Everything is dependent on whether they raise oil or decrease oil pricing. And this is where many nations have sold out to them, have sold their liberty, have sold their children, their history, their families, to OPEC. It's happening now in front of our eyes, and it's been going on heavily since the 1970s. Heavily. Go to Joel 3. Mystery Babylon has infiltrated our government. And many governments globally. They've been groomed and prepared and educated in other countries so that they can infiltrate the government system and begin to tear down the country that they're in so everything can come under what they call Sharia law. I was just reading something about the chancellor in Germany. And she had discussed the area that the Sharia law, because Europe is really being overtaken by Muslim, and they're trying to implement Sharia law, and they're avoiding participation in the government, things of taxes and all kinds of other stuff that's going on. And she was expressing her concern because things are being overtaken. And there's riots, there's fighting, and there's things that are happening. And she said that she didn't mind them being there. And the same thing with this country. We have country here that has been established by Christianity. In this establishment, how this country was ordained by God, everybody is welcome. Everybody's able to practice their belief. But it doesn't mean that this country is supposed to change its culture to accommodate another belief system. Does everybody got it? And this is what's happening because of the infiltration of servants of Mystery Babylon, and it's causing the change. It's causing laws to be changed. It's causing the area that is now what was called good is evil and evil good. It's purposed because what is happening behind the scenes of Mystery Babylon is filth. It's abominable. Things that they proclaim themselves, They do, but they do it behind closed doors. But then the accusing of others, they call infidels, they do themselves. But it's just behind closed doors. Saudi Arabia imports prostitutes, children, and so forth. They try all over the world to bring them there. And they lure them there with wealth, but then bring them into slavery. And in this, it is a way Satan's kingdom through the mystery Babylon is expressed more and more, and it's arising more and more. This has got nothing to do with Rome. All of this is associated with the Middle East. It's got nothing to do with Rome. This is the Middle East arena. This is where the Bible is speaking of the Middle East, not Rome. In Joel chapter 3, and we'll start at verse 1. Like I said, we're going to get what we can here and try and get a skimming of a surface level so we can get a little bit of understanding what's happening, because I really believe that we need to know what's going on right now. What's happening? Why is there the infiltration? And many nations are being taken over by Sharia law, or the conflict of Sharia law, riots and so forth. And it doesn't mean that, you know, it's not rejecting people, it's rejecting what they do. We never reject people, we reject sin. We reject the act of sin, the promotion of sin, the promotion of evil. Man, I'd love to sit down with every Muslim there is and tell them how much Jesus loves them. And that their Messiah is actually the Antichrist. And it can pair with the Quran, with the Bible, explain the whole thing. And they're the ones that are carrying the mark. And that mark can be removed. And their name can be written in the book of life. And the Lord is exposing all over the world. You know, the body of Christ is arising in a mighty way. And many are getting slaughtered because of it. But we in America, all eyes are on America right now because of the economic situation. And it's in an economic situation because it's dependency on Mystery Babylon. In Joel 3, verse 1, let's read it together. For behold, in those days and at that time I will bring back the captives of Judah and Jerusalem, and I will also gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will enter into judgment with them there on account of what? My people. My heritage, Israel, whom they have what? Scattered among the nations. They have also divided up my land. They have cast lots for my people, have given a boy as a payment for what? For what? Associated with what? The harlot, Mystery Babylon. And sold a girl for the what? The wine, the delusional drink of oil. That they may what? That they may drink. So the Lord is going to come into judgment with these nations, because they have scattered his people and because they have portrayed the truth of Israel and their God, and because how nations have mistreated Israel and his people is why he's going to come. Do you remember when he saw, when he visited Moses? What did he say? I heard the cries of my people and I have come to relieve them from the slavery of 400 years. I have come. And he's going to come and bring into judgment the same thing. Go to Revelation 18. Revelation 18. Starting at verse 1. After these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having a great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. And he cried out mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, has become a dwelling place of what? Demons. This is what's going to happen. It's going to get destroyed. The rock's not going to save it. It's going to be a dwelling place of demons and a prison for every foul spirit and a cage for every unclean, hated bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath or madness of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, unless you receive of her plagues. For her sins have reached to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Render to her just as she has rendered to you, and repay her double according to her works. In the cup which she has mixed, mix double for her. Ooh. In the measure that she glorified herself and lived luxuriously, in the same measure give her torment and sorrow. For she says in her heart, I sit as queen and am no widow, and I will not see sorrow. Therefore her plagues will come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she will be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judges her. So we see here an end result of the Lord judges mystery Babylon. Revelation 17. Is everybody there? Go to verse 7. But the angel said to me, Why do you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has the 7 heads and the 10 horns. The beast that you saw was and is not, and will ascend out of the bottomless pit and go to perdition. Understand, he is not talking about individuals. He is talking about kingdoms. A kingdom will be destroyed. An empire will be destroyed. And it will come back again. And those who dwell on the earth will marvel, whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they see the beast that was and is not and yet is. Again, this beast is a kingdom or an empire. Here is a mind which has wisdom. The 7 heads are 7 mountains on which the woman sits. These are, again, the mountains represent empires or kingdoms. So in other words, she has control of 7 of them. These are not 7 mountains in Rome. Hello. These mountains have nothing to do with Rome. They have to do with authority of kingdoms that she rules over. She's sitting on them. Is everybody with me? And verse 10. There are also 7 kings. Okay, so where is there a kingdom? There's a what? A king. All right. There's your confirmation. 5 have fallen. So in other words, war broke out. 5 of them were destroyed. 1 is, and another has not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short time. So 1's going to come back. The beast that was and is not is himself also the what? 8th. So he was associated with the 5 that fell. He came back and he's now the 8th. Because there were 7 of them. These are kingdoms. The beast that was and is not is himself also the 8th and is of the what? 7. And is going to what? Perdition. The 10 horns which you saw are the 10 kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. So they are kings that have authority and military, but they have no control over a kingdom. They're associated with a military. These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called chosen and faithful. Then he said to me, the waters which you saw where the harlot sits are peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. And the 10 horns which you saw on the beast, these will hate the harlot. So again, these kings are eventually going to turn against the harlot because they see that they've been ripped off. Is everybody with me? They're going to see that they got ripped off. In fact, you're going to probably find that for the first time in a long time that Muslims will begin to destroy Muslims. Why? Because and the 10 horns which you saw on the beast, these will hate the harlot, make her desolate and naked, eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God is what? Put it into their hearts to fulfill his purpose to be of one mind and to give their kingdom to the beast until the words of God are fulfilled. And the woman who you saw is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. Very powerful. Again, the beast and the kingdom are associated with kingdoms and empires. Eventually, the beast will hate the harlot. In other words, this one, these associated kings, these horns, are going to turn against the harlot because they were betrayed. They were lied to. Go to 16, Revelation 16. In verse 12. Then the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its waters were dried up, so that the way of the kings from the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the what? The dragon, out of the mouth of the what? The beast, and out of the mouth of the what? False prophet. Okay. Three things. Out of the mouth of the dragon. Does everybody see this? Out of the mouth of the what? The dragon, which is known as government. Out of the mouth of the beast, which is known as what? Anybody know? Kingdom, right? Out of the mouth of the what? The beast, which is associated with economy. Economic. So out of the mouth of the dragon will be associated with government. Out of the mouth of the beast will be associated with economic. And out of the mouth of the prophet will be what? Religion. So everybody got this. So we see three things that's where we're coming under one world order. One world order is not associated with just Europe, the EU system. This is coming out of Saudi Arabia. This is coming out of the Middle East. Let me tell you something. I had a dream, goodness, many years ago. And it was just right after my dream is when one of our military ships was hit from Yemen. From the coal, was that it? I had a dream about a month before that happened. And in this dream, I was riding on a horse on the ocean. And I was riding on a horse on the ocean. I saw the ship on the left-hand side of us. And there was a hole in it, and the steel was bent over. And so, for some reason, me and the horse were like-minded. And we went over to the ship, and he began to bounce against the bent steel and bent it back and fixed the hull in it and sealed it up so the ship wouldn't leak. It wouldn't sink. And we started off again. And the next thing I know, there's two destroyers up in front of me, and out of heaven, the voice came to me and said, "Guy, will you die for me?" And I said, and I turned, and I looked to heaven. I was riding on a horse, and I said, "Yes, Lord." And as soon as I said that, that horse took off, whoom, and went between the two destroyers and was headed toward the Middle East. And as it was headed toward the Middle East, it began raining oil. And as it began raining oil, I mean, I'm telling you, oil drops were coming from the skies all over the place. I began to suffocate, and I woke up. And within a month later, that ship hit, the coal had been hit by Yemen, and I knew that United States was going to get involved in something, and it was going to smother something in United States. I've had multiple dreams of United States. And it always associated with oil. I had dreamed about the pipeline and the Russian submarine there and conflicts. And the Lord showed me the security in this country was the same size as a lock on a luggage, piece of luggage. You know, those little locks? And I tore that off. And he said that it was a security in the United States. And that's when Clinton got elected. Because Clinton got put in office, two main purposes was to bring down our military and to bring down the belief system. Spiritual military and physical military, and he succeeded. And we've been trying to recover ever since. Now understand, some of these people don't even know what they're doing because of the delusion. You know, I was talking to somebody on the phone the other day, and they said, man, I just don't understand why people don't see this and people don't see that. I wanted to tell him, I don't understand why you don't see some things. But I didn't. And I share with this person because it's spiritual. It's a spiritual thing. It's a mystery Babylon that the delusion is happening. There were people who are caught up there. Everybody's, you know, the delusion that everybody's just caught up in the financial arena. What's going to happen? Businesses are caught up in it. Everything, nobody knows what's going on. And it's causing frantic to those who don't love the truth. It's causing fear to those who don't know the truth. I think we ought to be rejoicing because we know time is getting closer. Hallelujah. Time is getting closer, closer, and closer. So we must be able to stand in the truth and love the truth to death. The Lord will come to judge the great harlot. And I have much more to go with, but I'm going to stop here. In fact, I'm going to stop at Revelation chapter 20. We might as well stop somewhere good. In verse 4, you know, when it talks about the burning that's coming up and the smoke and the fire, because everybody's freaked out about Mystery Babylon and where the harlot's at, it's because the oil will be burning. You know, the first thing that happens over there when they get attacked and things happen, the first thing they're trying to do is start the oil on fire. See, the oil and those who run the oil control. This country can be so independent. It has plenty of oil. It has plenty of natural gas. It has plenty of coal. It has plenty of its own mineral and resources that this country can be so independent and non-dependent on anyone else. But because of Mystery Babylon citizens that have infiltrated this country and got into political arenas, things have changed. But you got to step back and grab hold that everything's associated with fulfillment of prophecy also. Amen? It's fulfillment of prophecy. In chapter 20 and verse 4, and I saw the thrones and they that sat in them and the judgments was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead did not live again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such a second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Stand for the truth and love the truth.
When you stand and love the truth, you practice righteousness. We are at a very critical point in time now. It's getting closer and closer and closer, and things are happening. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. We're honored and blessed. And we ask, Lord, that you'll continue to keep our eyes open and ears open to be sensitive to what your Spirit says, and preparation to be able to be a witness to a citizen of Mystery Babylon, that they may get rescued and know the truth, and that the truth will set them free, and that they may love the truth as we do for your glory. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Hallelujah!